You're listening to SBS News.
The European Union says it is not stopping shipments of AstraZeneca COVID-19 vaccines from going to Australia. Chief spokesman for the European Commission, Eric Maymer, says the assertions from Australia are inaccurate.
There was at that point in time only one request which had been refused, which is a well-known request to Australia, but for much, much smaller quantities, and which dates now back quite some time, and there has been no further development since then. So no, we certainly cannot confirm any new decision to block vaccine exports to Australia or to any other country for that matter.
Australia is to meet virtually with EU officials to discuss the alleged blocked vaccine shipments. It will also address concerns around blood clotting with vaccines. The World Health Organization says health experts are examining a potential connection between rare cases of severe blood clots in a small number of people and the AstraZeneca coronavirus vaccine. The UN Health Agency insists it is confident that the advantages of the jabs outweigh the risks. Director of Regulation and Pre-Qualification, Dr. Roger Gaspar, says the European Medicines Agency, along with experts, are investigating any possible link.
We expect that probably by the end of today or the day after, so Wednesday or Thursday, we might have a fresh conclusive assessment from our experts. But as I've said already, at the present moment and under the assessment that we have from the data submitted up to yesterday, we are confident that the benefits-risk assessment for the vaccine is largely still positive.
The government of the Czech Republic has approved plans to ease the country's strict virus lockdown and has given some children the green light to return to schools. Lockdown measures were enforced at the start of March in an attempt to curb the spread of the highly contagious virus variant first detected in the UK. Health Minister Jan Blatner says changes will come into effect from Monday.
With the end of the state of emergency, the restrictions concerning free movement between districts and gatherings are scrapped. Gatherings for people is set up now. 10 people will be allowed to gather indoors and up to 20 outdoors. The night curfew is to expire also.
Children up to the fifth grade will also return to school on Monday and will be required to wear face coverings and be tested twice a week. Meanwhile, US President Joe Biden has brought forward the deadline for states to make all adults in the country eligible for COVID-19 vaccines. The initial date was the 1st of May. It is now the 19th of April. The original goal of administering 100 million shots by the end of Mr. Biden's first 100 days in office was reached in March. President Biden says he is pleased the country is on schedule with its vaccine rollout.
I promised in the beginning that I'd always give you the straight scoop, straight from the shoulder, the good and the bad. Well, here's the truth. The good news is we're on track to beat our goal of 200 million shots in the first 100 days. More than 75% of the people over the age of 65 have gotten shots, up from 8% when we took office.
Top international officials and African heads of state have met virtually for talks on the African COVID climate emergency. The event was hosted by the African Development Bank and Global Centre on Adaptation. Participants included American Treasury Secretary Janet Yellen, UN Secretary General Antonio Guterres, and WHO Director General Tedros Adhanom Ghebreyesus. Dialogue centred around developing and implementing a new African Adaptation Acceleration Programme to address the coronavirus crisis, climate change, and the region's emerging economic challenges. Mr. Ghebreyesus says African nations are among the most at risk.
The new Africa Adaptation Acceleration Program is exactly the sort of bold collaboration required to address the complex structural issues underlying both the COVID-19 pandemic and the climate crisis. The health sector is one of the most vulnerable to the impacts of climate change and a key priority sector for adaptation.
The new Secretary General of Amnesty International, Agnes Callamard, says one of the most critical human rights issues at the moment is vaccine equity. Amnesty International's annual report, titled The State of the World's Human Rights, finds that almost every government in the world has used the COVID-19 pandemic as an excuse to suppress human rights. Ms. Callamard says that the primary way to end the virus and human rights abuses accompanying it is to distribute vaccines globally and equally.
What we found is that the victims of COVID, whether it was in the UK, in France, in the US, in India, in the Middle East, in Brazil, those victims were primarily among the most disenfranchised and vulnerable groups, elderly, ethnic minorities, and so on.
For health and support measures currently in place in response to the COVID-19 pandemic in your language, visit sbs.com.au/coronavirus. Sonia Lal, SBS News.